I'll speak to Daniel Carlo now from EV Mojo. He's going to bring us his all-electric report for today. It's going to be over 2 weeks because the segment he is covering is quite extensive but very, very interesting on the safety of electric cars and their viability in Australia today. So let's have a listen to part one. Part two will follow next week.
Welcome to All Electric with Daniel Carlo from EV Mojo.
G'day, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Chris.
Electric cars, we're another month closer to electrification and more electric cars on the road. And we're going to go do it just a little bit more deeply today. And EV Mojo, of course, have their finger on the pulse of electric motoring. And you're the guys to ask and to seek out information off. So you've said a few points here, which I think are really important points for people that are considering electric cars. So let's just work our way through those, if that suits you.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah. Sorry, mate. Here you go.
The first point, of course, is electric cars are relatively new right throughout the world, and particularly in Australia. How safe are electric cars, Daniel? Are they a safe mode of transportation?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It's one that we hear a lot about, and overall, the answer is yes. They are much safer than traditional vehicles, and that's mainly because electric cars employ the most advanced collision avoidance technologies that are available on the planet today. So, as we know, over the years, a lot of manufacturers have implemented collision detection, lane departure warning, and all these technologies. And what electric cars do is bring all of those technologies to the next level. And the reason why they're able to do that is because they are, as we know, the electric car companies such as Tesla are actually technology companies. And so these collision avoidance technologies are very much software based. So companies like Tesla are really leading the charge on, implementing the best, fastest, most accurate collision avoidance technologies that anyone can buy for the dollar. So, the proof's in the pudding, and Tesla have the data that proves it. And for instance, a full autonomous Tesla is 8.5 times less likely to be involved in a collision than the national average. Now, this is US data. And even if you drove without the fully autonomous and you just jumped in a Tesla and you just drove it as you would a normal car, you're four times less likely to be involved in a collision. So, I mean, those numbers are fairly significant. That means, if in your life, you had four accidents normally, you would have none in a Tesla based on the data. So it's fairly significant in what they're doing and the level of technology. And for instance, the Model 3 has 8 cameras and 12 ultrasonic sensors that are constantly monitoring 360 degrees around the vehicle. And that means that it translates to about 250 meters ahead of the car and about 100 meters behind the car and about 60 meters to each side, constantly looking, constantly processing. It's absolutely phenomenal the amount of data that these cars sort of process every second. And that's for your safety. So it's like, these cars are almost like guardians when you're driving them.
Absolutely. Look, one thing that I think people sometimes are concerned about are batteries. Now, batteries have been known to explode in mobile phones. Now, we have heard of some accidents where batteries have been an issue. Are batteries safe in electric cars?
Yeah, interesting. Recent news hit the headlines, and from time to time we do see it where there is an electric car that burst into flames or couldn't be put out the fire or whatnot, and everyone's very quick to point at the lithium batteries to say, look, they're unsafe. But if you look at the data and let the data speak, you will quickly see that severe battery catastrophic failure is very rare, and on a normal petrol car, for instance, has a tank of petrol in the back, and there's plenty of collisions that have happened where vehicles have exploded or caught on fire. So if you look at the data itself, it suggests that the electric cars are far less likely to be involved in the collision to begin with. So for every, you know, 8 collisions of a regular vehicle, there would only be 2 collisions of an electric vehicle. So already that eliminates the risk. And then if you look at the actual collisions themselves, what we see is that the safety that's put into the batteries anyway enables the car to shut off the battery. So in most cases, the battery is not an issue. It's a very, very, very unlikely and very rare scenario where the battery is an issue. So on a pure statistic standpoint, they are very safe because they have these, you know, heavy duty cages that surround and they have technology that protects the battery. And overall, you know, I'd rather drive around with that technology protecting me than, you know, a tank of petrol right behind me that, you know, in a severe accident could explode.
I'll play part 2 of this all-electric segment with Daniel Kalo next week, and he'll be talking about which EVs in Australia today are the safest. I'm going to play part 2 today of Daniel Kalo's all-electric segment. Now, Daniel is from EV Mojo. Let's have a listen to what he says about electric cars and safety.
Welcome to All Electric with Daniel Kalo from EV Mojo.
G'day, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Chris.
And EV Mojo, of course, have their finger on the pulse of electric motoring, and you're the guys to ask and to seek out information off. So you've said a few points here which I think are really important points for people that are considering electric cars. So let's just work our way through those if that suits you. Which EVs available in Australia today are the safest, would you say? We've got starting to get more and more EVs out here. What are the safest ones?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the obvious one is Tesla. They lead the charge here on technology and the implementation of their autonomous and safety equipment. For instance, the Model 3 now, if you spec it up with autonomous, it's sub 80Ks now. So it used to be over 80,000. Now it's about 78,000-79,000 with the autonomous package. There is no petrol car that you can buy that competes with that at any price point virtually. So, you know, they offer a lot of technology for what is under 80,000. So they're competing with, say, a C-Class Mercedes or a 3 Series BMW, except they're offering a lot more on the technology and safety standpoint. A recent RACV report, for instance, has shown that the Model 3 and the Model X are some of the safest cars in their categories. So, and that's because of the safety technology. But if we look at other options out there that are fairly advanced with their technology in the EV scene for a decent price point, I think Hyundai is making some great progress in that space, and particularly the Kona Electric, and it scores, you know, relatively high on its safety score. And if you compare the Kona Electric to its petrol counterpart, it scores higher. The electric scores higher, which suggests that the technology in the electric is safer overall. So Hyundai is doing quite well in that space, and definitely a vehicle to consider. But obviously Tesla are still leaders in this space, and we're going to see a lot more out of Tesla as well as far as safety and technology goes.
Now, well, the next question I've got for you really is where EV Mojo comes into play a little bit. Now, all the safety techs, it is confusing. All the gear that these electric cars have got on them, the electric propulsion themselves, are all really new to most motorists. So what should we be looking for when we're purchasing an EV today? And probably, as I said, your company is the company that would be the place to look.
Yeah, look, interesting question. It is confusing. It's because it's a new technology and it's a new way of shopping for vehicles as well. So there's a bunch of new questions that need to be asked. Obviously, the obvious answer is do your research. You know, look at safety package options that vehicles offer. So there will always be sort of a base model, and then there'll be an options for extra safety. For instance, with Tesla, you got the autonomous package, which gives you that full autonomous driving, which increases your safety. But what we see is a lot of the EVs on the market tend to be very well specced at the moment because they're in that mid price point. So as they start becoming cheaper and cheaper, I suppose, you know, there'll be more of an options list to add on the extra features. But obviously, yeah, look, you know, jump on evmojo.com. There you can see all the different vehicles, and we also provide the ANCAP safety rating for each vehicle. But yeah, compare the vehicles, ask questions, and, you know, really look at the options that are available and make an assessment yourself of whether or not which technology you would rather pay for to improve the safety of your vehicle.